Oh.
Where Dwight and Andy have the give, like the favor off, where like Dwight brings bagels and then Andy gets him like lunch and then
like, we'll make everyone's tacos. Yeah,
that's like the thank you thing where it's like I made you this and like in my head maybe I'm like psycho or like my id's like okay now they owe me one and then they say thank you and I'm like shit like
it just nullifies it.
Spike.
Welcome to SitSock, everybody. This is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
Joe.
Kevin.
SitSock.
Yes, that time I heard you, Kevin.
Okay.
Yay.
Kevin Fandango, can we hear you?
Can we hear you, yes. Kevin Fandango?
I can hear you. Kevin Fandango.
So I had to deal with a work emergency right before we started recording, and it got resolved quickly. But the problem was when I closed my laptop, I didn't exit out of it. So now my spare screen to my left is just showing the chat window I had open, and I'm just kind of staring at it, waiting for it to continue.
No.
But it's not gonna. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna reach over here and I hit this power button, and Beow. It's gonna go away. Beow. How's everybody doing? What's going on? We just came out of rolled out of Thanksgiving.
Hey, we did.
Did.
Yeah. Where everybody stayed home and didn't go anywhere and didn't talk to anyone. And we all sat quietly with our hands in our laps and drank iced tea and ate Soylent Green.
Definitely. I didn't do that part, last part, but...
It varies from people to people.
Peed in jars. I didn't even have to. I just did.
Kevin, you're always getting these quiet jokes that are buried under stuff. And as I'm editing, I was like, I wish Kevin said that louder. Yeah, or I wish Kevin talking. Finished his thought.
Sorry, Kevin.
Kevin, I feel bad now because when I edit, I realize that we've interrupted you about 735 times in the 260 some episodes, and you just never step up and just dick kick us like you should.
I like to slip in the silent jokes and just see who catches it or not.
That's what I call just slip in, Kevin.
Yep.
You just gotta make sure you say it loud enough that I can at least boost it, and then it can be heard by our audience at home.
Alright, I will do that. Maybe I should just turn my mic boost way up. I'd just be
I try to boost it when I do it, but it's hard to maintain a consistent thing if there's any dynamic. If there's any dynamic volume.
Yeah. Maybe Discord.
Sorry, well, Kendrick. It'd
look weird if Kendrick was in the room and like someone walked in and he's just like moving his head back and forth.
Kate's fortunately not looking right now. She's educated. Yeah, she didn't see it at all. We're fine.
I'm not saying she did. I'm just saying it'd be funny if anybody came in the room when you did that. And you're like, what is happening?
What
is your favorite? What's your
favorite Thanksgiving movie?
Thanksgiving movie?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
You don't watch movies on Thanksgiving at all?
We watch all kinds of fucked up shit on Thanksgiving. I've never watched a Thanksgiving-specific movie, though.
Well, I guess I wasn't trying to imply the movie was about Thanksgiving, but like it's a movie that you watch on Thanksgiving.
Typically, like, what we do in my family is we tend to get we tend to drink a lot, and then we will watch whatever we feel like. Like, just something will come up, and we'll be like, "Let's watch that," and then we'll watch it. Like, we watched John Wick 1 and 2, or 2, just 2.
Nice. I actually
by ourselves, sitting alone at home, with our hands in our laps.
I feel like you're getting
7
really
feet away from everybody,
thing.
But. I actually remember when I spent Thanksgiving with the Evanses, and which was a wonderful time.
Oh fuck! I forgot that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long because I was working at Coach at the time, and
and you couldn't get down to the Pagosa.
Ah, yep. The Coach days.
So yeah, because I had to work the Black Friday sale.
That's
so
right.
I had
so
to
you
be
didn't
there.
Want to drive all the way down and
yeah,
back.
I had to be there at 3 a.m. and like everybody else was gone. So it's like the Evans were like, "Do you want to come?" Just like violin music playing in the background. Just like, "Do you want to come stay with us?" We're like, "Yeah."
You want to come get drunk and shoot shotguns?
Yeah,
not in that order.
Yeah. and we did, and it was great. The only problem was that I had to leave the house at 3 a.m. So rather than go to sleep for almost an hour, I just stayed up throughout the night drinking coffee. And then I remember watching TV. Everybody else had gone to bed. Doc showed me how to work the TV remote. Because everybody, whenever you go to someone's house, their remote is like a
insanely
foreign instrument.
Incomprehensible.
Yeah, it's like it's got colored buttons on it that I don't recognize and colors that are not of this world.
That's the nice part about Rokus nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Like a lot of Roku TVs all have the same similar.
Kind of universal.
Nowadays, if you'd have gone up there, it's just Chromecast. Right. You hop in, you Chromecast it.
We're almost down to like four buttons, maybe five.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm
still learning which apps can Chromecast. And by the way, as a side note, I'm an idiot. Like, oh, that can
Chromecast. Well, for the record, it's changing every week.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
But yeah, so it was like story. Yeah. So then it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm the only person awake in the house, and I'm watching Adult Swim, and I have no idea what the show was I was watching, because it's Adult Swim at like 2 in the morning. It's a fever dream at best. But it was like an Arabian guy who had like a snake for an arm and like an eagle head or something. I don't know. And it was like this really janky 3D animation. I was like, I don't understand what I'm looking at, nor do I think I'm supposed to. This possibly is a message from the gods. And then I drove
to... Where were you living at the time?
What?
Where were you? Was that when you were living with me or my parents, or was that when you were living somewhere
that
else?
That was, I believe that's when I was living at your parents' house.
Okay, okay, okay. In the boons.
Out in the boons.
It must have been. Otherwise, why wouldn't you hung out with Kyle?
There was a point where he was on my couch, and then there was a point where he was either in my parents' house, or I don't remember which one came first, the chicken or the Joe.
Yeah, yeah, so we're just going down Joe's history today.
Well, maybe that was a couch time.
Wait.
I could stay in the couch.
I want to know what
myself.
Kevin's movie, Thanksgiving movie, was.
Yeah, Kevin, yeah, let's do that before we unveil the rest of my past.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's your movie you watch every Thanksgiving? Movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Solid.
Yep.
I agree.
I mean, I Steve like Martin, you can't go wrong. Yeah.
It's John Candy, too, right?
Sappy. Yeah, yep. John Candy. It's sappy at the end, but... I actually have
a Thanksgiving. Oh, I, you know what? It's funny you mentioned that. I watched Due Date the other day, which is like the modern remake of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Zach Galifianakis and Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, snap.
Where basically, like, they get...
What?
I mean, they get... Yeah, so they get... It's a movie with those two in it where Robert Downey Jr. is trying to get home because his wife's having a kid, and Zach Galifianakis is his, like, counterpart, right? And they're both getting on the plane at the same time, and, you know, he hates Zach Galifianakis' character... And gets in trouble on the plane, gets put in the no-fly list, and then they have to drive from all the way on the East Coast to the West Coast. Or basically from, I think, Tennessee or Louisiana to California, right? So that's the premise of the movie, and that's very, very similar to, like, the situation at the time that happens in, I think, Trains, Planes, and Automobiles, where basically they can't fly, so they travel different ways, right? Like,
right. Yeah.
So, but yeah, Due Date was pretty funny. I've never seen Trains, Planes, and Automobiles, though. I know I should, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, it's basically the same movie. Like, it's the same premise. It's basically, I've never seen it.
But, yeah. When you work at a theater for a long time, like, you never get to see all of movies. You just hear about them. So now I know.
I know I've seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but if you asked me to tell you a synopsis, I definitely couldn't.
You could not?
No. There's no way. I feel like
it's pretty... movie.
Like, there's scenes I can think of and I remember, but like I could not tell you the through line. It's been 20 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Obviously, I can't tell you the through line either.
It's
I know
been a while.
Fly in a plane. That's basically all.
Since I had seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Mine is Adam's Family Values, and it's actually got some Thanksgiving love in it.
That's solid.
Fantastic.
It does have a Thanksgiving vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah, it takes place. Play at the
part
end.
Of it does take place over Thanksgiving, doesn't it? Because they have the whole pilgrims thing at the camp. See, I remember that movie.
Yeah.
See, I remember stuff. Shut up.
Whatever you said you didn't. Do you want to talk about your Lutheran guilt yet, or what?
I fuck that. I will talk about it for at least a second. So I messaged this group of heathens today, and I was like, guys, I am getting weirded out because like I don't feel comfortable when people say thank you to me or when they say sorry to me. And because like, I don't care about you or the things you do. No, it's mostly just because I'm not. So what? And my immediate reaction is because I'm like, well, I didn't do this for that. Like, I just did it because it seemed like it was something that needed to be done. And so like, when they say thank you for it, I'm like, I didn't. This is. I don't want it. Thanks for this. I want thanks for other stuff. Like, I don't know. That's kind of where my mind went. It was like, and then I got into this conversation with Kendrick about how when I was a kid, I saw something on some stupid TV thing or somewhere that was like only say sorry when you, it was like probably a PSA from like Disney or some bullshit, because that's the Disney PSA with Genie where he's like making fun of the great minds think alike thing, where he's like, nah, great minds think for themselves, motherfucker, you're an asshole, You should think uniquely, or you're not.
You have
unique,
no idea how much I wish that that was the actual quote.
Well, he does say great minds think for themselves, like Jackie Robinson and these other people.
But sure.
Like, I wish he would have said that.
He doesn't say motherfucker.
Well, but can
think
you imagine
differently, motherfucker.
Robin Williams as the genie saying, like, think for yourself, motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
Like the best thing in the world. Deepfakes. Get on that.
Yeah,
I will. Hold on.
But yeah, so, like, I feel uncomfortable with it because I'm like, well, because I was always told as a kid, the more you say sorry, the less meaning it has. So if you're just constantly apologizing for things all the time but never trying to, like, not do those things in the first place, like, sorry doesn't mean anything at some point.
Okay, actually, it's funny because, like, I was actually talking about that with somebody earlier today. And that is a good point because the difference is there's, like, a level, right? Like, there's a level where, oh, okay, I did a very slight, mild inconvenience. Okay, a simple apology will do. But if the behavior still continues, like, if you continue to actually do the thing that you apologized for in the first place, then the apology no longer has meaning because you're not actually really doing anything to better yourself or change the behavior. So in that, I can understand where a sorry no longer doesn't really matter, because if you apologize for something too much, or if you're constantly apologizing for small things, it just becomes like an annoyance. Rather than an attempt.
And it's something you can't change, it makes sense. Like, if it's, like, something, like, you have a tick, or you're, like, you have things that you can't really control.
Sure, sure.
Super-duper hard to fix. I don't think that's what Joe and I are talking about. It's more like, you keep eating my pudding in the freezer, and you keep saying sorry for it.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Eating
just
the pudding, or, like, buying
I am
sorry,
though.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
And you never bought drugs once, Dickie. Not once.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry, Joe, but I think you're just an asshole. Sorry.
That doesn't.
But yeah, so Kendrick is telling me, like, oh yeah, it's because you're a religious asshole and you should, you know,
yeah,
your religion.
Yeah, it's your zealotry that's causing you to suffer. That's exactly what I said.
It's something like that. I mean, you used religious words, I think. No,
what,
wait,
I was
what
saying,
did you actually say?
What I was saying was that coming from a culture that was steeped in either Catholicism or a more strict Lutheranism, any kind of Protestants, you tend to have a complicated relationship with supplicancy, supplicatory, whatever
what
behavior, and with gratitude. So you don't know how to ask people for stuff with any degree of sincerity without being very self-conscious and being unable to accept no as an answer. And you have a really hard time with people saying thank you. You just can't emotionally cope with it because that's just not how you're supposed to interact with people.
I came out here to report a podcast, and I feel like really attacked right now.
Yeah, and so that cultural stuff is one of the reasons lots of people just aren't comfortable receiving gifts, receiving praise, receiving gratitude, and why some people are really bad at, like, asking for stuff and asking for help and asking for whatever. It's just it's a side effect of a culture that was once built on a big work ethic and a pridefulness of that, which just kind of, we got, by not participating in the religion, we don't get any of the piety parts. Instead, we just get the weird guilt parts. And so being a secular post-religious culture, sometimes you end up with these really fucking annoying anomalies.
What about, like, scale, right? Like, if I, like, the situation I described was, like, you know, and this isn't something that's specific to, like, what's happening now, but, like, you make food, and then there's food left over, and someone eats it and says thank you, or you're like, you can have some of that food, it's left over, and they're like,
I would
have
told you thank you if you gave me a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, because it's polite. It's polite to thank somebody for offering you a food. I would absolutely thank you if you offered me a food.
No, I made it because you're my friend and I love you. Like,
well, thank
you.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
God, stop! It's hurting.
Like, I don't understand. Like that. I wish I could help, Kyle, but, like, that's a part, that's the kind of the opposite part. Is, like, I was raised that you express gratitude when somebody does something for you, especially if someone's not expecting anything in return. What would you rather I say? You're like, here, this, I made you a cinnamon roll, and I'm like, fuck you, Hulk.
Where
piss off,
Hulk. Like, the favor off, where, like, Dwight brings bagels, and then Andy gets him, like, lunch, and then like,
we'll make everyone's tacos. Yeah,
that's like the thank you thing where it's like, I made you this, and like in my head maybe I'm like psycho, or like my id's like, okay, now they owe me one, and then they say thank you, and I'm like, shit, like
just nullifies it.
I think, like, Kyle, haven't you noticed that you mind your P's and Q's and can be very polite when you're in someone else's house?
That's true, yeah.
And you say thank you and please a lot?
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I guess the other thing, too, is, like, when people are like, people who say the food was really good feel really insincere to me. Because if you're like, oh, this food tasted delicious, and I'm like, I don't typically say that stuff because I'm really busy eating the food if it's good. And like,
yeah, I can admit that. I definitely struggle with that part. I wanted to wrap back real quick on this one, sure. Which was, I think there's something to be said for the disconnect that you have where you very much miss your please and thank you when you're in someone's house, but when someone says please and thank you to you, you come just this shy of punching them in the mouth. I think that's the thing to focus on here. But I would also agree that whenever I cook food for someone, and I do often experiment and go kind of off the rails and just do shit, and I feel like I must be putting out this vibe that I'm fishing for compliments or something, where it's like, well, I made this by... You know, we didn't have the right stuff, so I kind of took this bit of dog fur and I kind of fried it with some leftover oil that was dripping from the top, and I put a lot of pepper in it, and I mean, I think it turned out kind of okay, and people are like, this is amazing, and it's like, no, it's not. But thank you for saying that. And it's like, no, it's really good. It's like, it couldn't possibly be good. This is garbage. And it's like, I'm incapable of accepting whatever actual compliment they're trying to give me, because I'm like, no.
Me and me have this thing going on where every time I'm like, man, this is probably not going to taste very good. It's like, it always tastes good. So she just is always like, she knows it's going to be good. And she's like, okay, I guess I won't eat any then. Like, it's just a thing we do now. Because like the first few times I was doing like the box meals, like the stuff we talked, did we talk about that last week or last podcast? The box meal service stuff?
It's been a while. We talked about them.
But like when I was making those, like when you start doing that stuff, it's like weird at first because... You're like, if you never do recipes like that and you just dive into a box meal kit, you're like doing things.
I have no idea how this is going to go.
Yeah. And you're like, I didn't know that I could like, I had no idea I could make like a lemon zest cream or like I could just cook rice and then put things in it and make it taste good. And it's always like really experimental because those things are not something that most people think that they do if they're not actual cookers. And on top of that, like none of that stuff tastes like it does when you get it from a fast food place. It always tastes like more unique, right? And
yeah,
it's different. And I think that sometimes that at least scared me a little bit at first because I was like, oh shit, this doesn't taste like Chipotle at all. But then it's like better. But you don't. You're like,
right.
The confidence is hit because you're like, oh, this doesn't taste.
And you're confused. You're like, this couldn't possibly be good. It didn't come from Chipotle.
Exactly. Sorry, that was a tangent. My bad. So what we were focusing on was how I have a disconnect between what I do and what I expect.
Yeah, like, well, I think you hold yourself to a higher standard.
It was probably how you were raised, too. Like, we try really hard to get our kids to say please and thank you all the time.
Do you...
Even just for little things.
Hit them?
I mean, no.
Not anymore.
When necessary.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit enough. But yeah, so that's how I was raised, too, right? Like, what do you say? Thank you.
Yeah, I was raised that way, and then I bucked my fucking conditioning, you goddamn plebs.
You fucking sheeple. So you don't say thank you anymore, Kendrick?
No, thank you. No, I'm usually pretty good. I no longer say, I mean, I never got into sirs and ma'ams, but I definitely say pleases and thank yous.
I guess it's something... Yeah, you're right. It's something I need to work on. I don't know why
You don't necessarily need to work on it. It's just something to be aware of.
I think I do, though, because I think it's one of those things where it's not... And, like, I said this a little bit in the chat, but it's, like, it's not all about me being uncomfortable. It's about making the other people feel, like... Because in some situations, people are trying to, like, feel more comfortable by saying that. Like, you know, like, there's an example. Like, when Joe was staying at my house and, like, living on our couch, like, for a while, like, he was very courteous about it and, like... And I don't want to put words in your mouth, Joe, because this is a situation that totally might not have happened. But that situation in my mind was something where, like, you might have felt really uncomfortable that you might have been mooching or something like that, right?
Oh, so 100%.
Easier when you were like, thank you, thanks so much. Like, you're showing gratitude because there's not really much else. If you could have done more, you wouldn't be sitting on my couch, right? Like,
right, right. And, like, I mean, to be fair, when I was living on your couch, it's because I had just gotten home from staying in South Korea. I had a half a tank of gasoline in my truck, a phone with no charger, and $100 on my person. Like, that's all I owned at that point, aside from, like, a few of my paltry things. So I didn't not really have anything I could offer except for manual labor.
I just want to tell you how awesome that little segue that rope right back into Joe's story was.
I can't believe we fucking did this. I'm sorry.
Where he's living.
That was perfect.
I mean, we're running a little short on time, but I do appreciate the segue. So, Joe, you want to tell like a little story about that? How did you go from what you were on a couch? What happened then?
I was living on a couch. All right, I was living on a couch in Kyle's place, and then I was actually kind of bouncing back and forth between that couch and Laura's couch, actually, because we had gotten back in touch while I was job hunting, trying to make my way in the big city since I had just been living in Fukuoka.
You worked in that flour mill where you were dumping flour a lot?
That was no, that was after that.
Okay.
Because I had done that up until I had gone to Korea for 3 months, and then when I came,
oh, that's right.
What year was this?
That was
2011, right after college.
Yeah, I was right up my own asshole. I lost track of you guys.
Yeah, actually, okay, now I'm trying to think. So,
that was when everyone was living in my parents' house after college, and because it was just the thing to do for a living.
Yeah, that's we rented a lot of space off your parents' place. They were very gracious. But yeah, I had talked to you when we graduated, and you were like, "Hey, if you're ever thinking of moving out here, give me a call because my parents rent place out, pretty affordable." I was like, "Okay." And then when I moved back to Pagosa Springs from Korea, I was like, "I can't stay here. I'll die in this town. There's nothing." and then I called you up and took you up on the offer. And then I talked to them, and they're like, "Okay, you've got to figure out how to get a job and everything, and we can start working on the contract." And I gave them basically what money I had, and then just fucking hit the grindstone trying to find work. And I landed, I think that's right. I landed coach. I started working a coach when I was there in Castle Rock.
Friends call me coach.
All right. Nice. And that's the end. We're just the Joe Dirt saga. But it's Joe Quick.
Well, this is the Joe Quick coach initiation. We're at 22 minutes, so I suppose this is probably a good place to call it just for future Kendrick, who has to record.
This is maybe this is a tomorrow. Segment we do, right? Where Joe just talks about his crazy life for a little bit.
He's got a much more interesting life.
Some shit, man, but...
My life stalled out and got a lot more boring by the time I hit 22, and it was a lot of that's when I bought a house and settled down and became a software developer. Yeah. That's it.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to my dumb shit.
Don't worry, we'll do it again next week. Yeah. And next week, 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 and next week.
Bye.
Stop recording now.